Beis Ar Hashem, in our halacha section for Daf Mem Vav, we will discuss the halachos of Zimun, many of which came up on our Daf. The Gemara Mem Vav and Aleph had told us that there was a machlokis between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes, according to the Shita of Tosvos, where the Mezamim and the other Mezamim have to be when it comes to benching together. What I mean is that the halacha dictates, says Tosas in Dibur HaMaschil Uleman, that if two people want to bench, do the Zimun, the third should stop eating and do the Zimun with them. According to Tosas, Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes disagree when the Mezamein frees the person who wants to eat to return to his eating. According to Tosas, Rav Nachman says, An Nevarech, that the Birchas HaZimun ends by Nevarech, and then if you are the one person of three who wants to continue eating, after Nevar Shechal Mishalo, you go back to eat. Rav Sheshes says, until the bracha of Azanas HaKol. How do we paskin la halacha on this issue? So here, there is a split between the Mechaber and the Ramah, between Svaradim today and Ashkenazim. In Siman Reish, Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes the following, Ein Tzarech Lehafsik Ela Ad Shiyomar Baruch Shechal Mishalo V'chozev Ego Mesudaso Belo Bracha B'tchila. A person who stops for the other people, the Mechaber says, waits just until they all say together Baruch Shechal Mishalo, and then he could go back to eating. The Ramah disagrees. The Ramah follows the opinion of Rav Sheshes. Again, this is Rav Sheshes according to Tosas. Va'amevin Yovin in our Daf Shir, we pointed out that Rashi did not learn the Gemara that way. V'yeshom shetzarech lahafsik ad sheyomar hazanes hakol v'chein noagin. The custom amongst Ashkenazim is to read the Gemara as Tosas had read the Gemara, and to follow the psak of Rav Sheshes, that the halacha is that the zimun is considered extending until the bracha of Azon es Hakol. This actually has another implication as well. One can argue, I'm not saying this is 100% muskim according to everyone, but there's definitely a lot of room to argue that once we follow the opinion of Rav Sheshes that says that Zimun extends to the bracha l'chol hapachos hazon es hakol, that the mezamein should not only say aloud Rabbi Yisrael Mevelim Benshin, Rabotai Nivarech, however one pronounces it, but even the bracha of Hazan Es Hakol. Hazan Es Hakol is part of the chelik of the mitzvah of Zimun, according to Rav Sheshes, according to the Shita of Tosos, that the Ramah follows. Hence, bottom line, point number one, is for Ashkenazim, the Mezamein should bench out loud, including Hazan Es Hakol. Who should be honored with the Zimun? So that comes up in tomorrow's Gemara, Amim Zayin Amid Aleph, and that relates very much to our Gemara in terms of Oreach Mivarech, so we have to put together the two Gemaras. The Gemara Mem Zayin Amid Aleph says, V'hilchasa Gadol Mivarech. The halacha is that all who are part of the Zimun can make the bracha, however the Gadol L'chatchila is the one who should do the Zimun. And this is found in Siman Reish Aleph. However, in our Gemara, we add the following. The Gemara says that the Oreach should give a bracha to the Balabayas. Says the Gemara, Mem Vav Amid Aleph, 10 lines from the top, V'oreich, Oreach Mevarech Balabayas. Both say it. The Oreach does the bracha, and the Balabayas is supposed to cut the bread. And the Gemara says explicitly that the reason that he gets the right for bracha is in order that he should give a bracha to the Balabayas. And that's exactly how the Mechaber codifies in Reish Aleph Aleph, and he says that the Oreach therefore precedes even a Gadol. Let's listen to the Lashon Mechaber. Gadol Mevarech Afilu Ba B'Self, a Gadol gets the right to Zimun, even if he came later. He can give it to someone who's smaller than him. That only applies if there's no guest. The guest always gets first dibs. Afilu im Balabayas Gadol Mimenu. Here the Balabayas is greater than him. Why? Don't we always say that Gadol is Mevarech? The answer is, Kidei Shi Yivarech Lebala Bayis, in order that he should give a bracha to the Baal Habayis. The Mechaber continues after discussing what the bracha is. V'im Baal Habayis rotze levater al berchaso. If the Baal Habayis wants to forgo the bracha of the oreach, ulevarech berchas hamazon ba'atzmo rasho ui, then he's allowed to. He's allowed to decide to do it on his own. Now the Rama adds another chiddush. Hagav, who adin sheyachol liten levarech lemishi yirtze, as well as the Baal Habayis has the right to decide, just like he has the right to forego his bracha, and hence we have the rule of oreach mevarech doesn't apply if the Baal Habayis doesn't want it to. The Rama is mechadesh, therefore he is allowed to choose whoever he wants to do the birchas hamazon. The Be'er Halacha in Dibur HaMaskil V'im Baal Habayis claims that this heter for the Baal Habayis to choose will only be if he's choosing amongst equals. However, could very well be that if there's a gadol, so then in such a case, still the Baal Habayis should choose the gadol. It's not clear if the Rama holds this way, but the Be'er Halacha seems to go in that direction. Most people are aware, despite the fact that a gadol gets precedence, the Mechaber writes in Simen Reish Aleph Siv Beis, based on the Gemara in Megillah Daf Chav Ches, Lo Yakdim Chacham Yisrael LeKoyin Am Aris Levarach Lefanav Derech Choyk Umishpat Kuhuna. There is a mitzvah for the Chacham to give the Kohen to bench first, the mitzvah of the Kidashto, and therefore the Baal Habayis can also and should invite the Kohen first. Afterwards, then the Gadol can bench if for whatever reason the Kohen is not available, or many poskim say if you've already been mechabed him already once that day, so then in such a case that would be as well. That would be acceptable as well. One should also be aware that it's the consensus of the poskim that bizman hazeh, where everybody benches, so then in such a case the mitzvah is not only on the mezamein, but where all the archim are mevarech, so then in such a case they, every single one of them, not only the mezamein, should say the berchas oreach. In the Shulchan Aruch it is not clear where exactly the Berchas Oreach is said. However, the Briska Rav in the Sefer Likutei HaGriz, and I've discussed this with Rav Nevin Sal Shlita, and he feels strongly as well, they point out that in the Rambam it is clear that the Berchas Oreach is supposed to be right after the bracha of Al Yechasreinu. Hence, even though many of the Sidurim do not print the Yehi Ratzon right after the Al Yechasreinu, nevertheless, it should be said right after the Al Yechasreinu. This could be found in Kutei Agriz, as well as, I saw the Dershu Mishabura collects, does a good collection here on Zimun and collecting the Achronim. They quote this as well in the name of Mr. Zalman Meltzer in the Sefer Evan Ha'azel. Another textual point about the benching and the Berchas Oreach, this I did not hear from Rav Nevensal directly, but I'd like to be medayek in something. I mentioned in the Daf Yomi Shir that Michal Brodsky put together a Girsam Meduyekes from Rav Nevensal, and there Rav Nevensal wrote a Yehi Ratzon that he was thought was appropriate for the Bnei HaYeshiva to say as being Somech in front of the Baal Habayis, that as long as they were in a yeshiva, that they should thank the Rosh Yeshiva, etc., etc., to thank the Baal Habayis for what he has done for them as a Berchas Oreach. If that, and Rav Nevensal wrote a special girsa for the Bachurim in Netiv Aryeh that was modeled clearly, but didn't only have the language from the Gemara. One can possibly be medayik from that it is acceptable for a person to amend and add to the Berchas Oreach, obviously, ideally, in an appropriate Lashon Kodesh with a proper digduk, and it doesn't have to be said only in the words that Chazal had said it. I did not discuss this directly with my Rebbe. Rav Chizkio Nevensal did tell me that Rav Nevensal felt that any yeshiva event, even if the Rosh Yeshiva was not there, qualifies as being entitled to a birchas ha'oreach, and therefore if someone is somech on someone else's shulchan, and the event is clearly associated with them, even if the actual bala bayis is not there, the bracha nevertheless should be made. It is quoted in the Sefer Zos HaBracha from Shlomo Zalman, from Rav Yashiv Zatzal, excuse me, I heard this from my son in the name of Shlomo Zalman Orbach as well, that there's no reason why the Bnei Habayis should be also included in the Berchas HaReach, that aside from saying, for those who say the Harachmans, Yivarech Es Avi Mayri, V'imi Mayrasi, they should also say Yihi Ratzon for them as well. This concludes the basic halachos of Zimun. The second topic from Daf Mem Vav is what appears on Amud Beis in the context of the Gemara discussing the bracha of Hatov HaMeitiv. The Gemara discusses a few opinions whether there is a statement of Hatov HaMeitiv in benching in the house of an Avel. In a brisa, the Gemara quotes seven lines in, the Tanakhama, according to Maskanas HaGemara, holds that one makes a bracha tov ha-meitiv as well as the bracha of Dayin Ha-Emes, and Rabbi Akiva holds only the bracha of Dayin Ha-Emes was made. This is the proof of the Gemara that Hatov ha-meitiv is only Derabbanan. Our subject for the next couple of minutes is the special bracha made in the house of the Avel. What is the bracha, and what is the custom bizman Hazer? The Gemara then goes on to describe the tefillah of Marzutra during Berchas Hamazon when he visited Ravashi when he was in a state of Avelus. And this bracha that's said in, more appropriately, we should not call it a tefillah, but rather a bracha in Berchas Hamazon, is recorded or alluded to, more precisely, in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simin Kuf Pei Tesen Arachayim, Siv Beis, as well as in Shinai in Tesen Yoredei and Hilchos Avelos. There, the Mechaber in Arachayim writes, Bebeis HaAvel, in the last bracha, the bracha that's made is Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Hokel Avinu Malkeinu Boreinu Goyleinu Kedoshenu Kedosh Yaakov, HaMelech HaChai HaTov HaMeitiv, Kel Emes Dayin Emes, and here's the important word, Vechule, and it goes on. In Yoredei Shinai in Tes, there, the Mechaber adds, Kel Emes Dayin Emes Shofet Tzedek, like we have in our Gemara. And the Ramah fills in the rest of the bracha that we have in Brachos on Daf Mem Vav. What's striking about this Gemara and this Halach and Shulchan Aruch is that the Mishnah Brura does not comment very much about this HaBracha. The Mishnah Brura is strikingly silent about this bracha, how it's done, and what its custom is today. The closest that I could find about direction of this bracha, I have never in my life, Baruch Hashem, I've not been around to a birchas beis avelim too much. Maybe it's a chisaron, I haven't done enough nechama. Most of the time I'm with around younger people. But Baruch Hashem, my family, I didn't. As a Rav on the west side, I would go every once in a while. And I've never seen this bracha said. The Be'er HaGola in Simin Shin Ayin Tes, in his commentary in Yoredeya, is bothered by this already, that he didn't see this bracha said in a Beis Avel. Mashalo Ra'isi Nogin L'Hosef Birchas Avel Mebracha Revius, comments the Be'er HaGola, Nirlaiz Niyazdaiti Shesamchu Adivrei Tosas Ksubis Heim Abeis She'ochichu Sham Debirchas Avelim Eino Elabas Sara. Maybe, he says, we're choshesh for the opinion that says that Birchas Avelim is supposed to be done with a minion. Hence, it normally is not said because there isn't a minion when the Avel is eating. In the Sefer Pnei Baruch that was made famous by Art Scroll because it was translated into English, called Morning in Halacha, they list a bunch of achronim who took this Be'er HaGola even further. Number one, the Tshuvas Ma'aram says, writes the Sefer Pnei Baruch in Perek Tezayin Os Yud Gimel, or even better, Ha'ara Chavav. He quotes there the Tshuvas Maram as agreeing that you need a minion. And then he quotes the Gesher Achaim, who became a very important standard here in Eretz Yisrael. The Luach today follows the Luach
in Israel generally, of Rabbi Chiel Michal Tukachinsky, the order of the Gefet Shrachaim, who says that our custom is not to add the passage of this bracha. Seems like even it would be a minion, as well as the Kolbo of Avelus, that was a Rav in Cleveland, if I'm not mistaken, who also says that the custom is not to add this bracha. It's still shrouded a little bit in mystery. On the one hand, the Gemara says it. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The Be'er HaGola introduces an idea that should not be said without a minyan, based on the Shita of Tosos. Why it became the custom that the bracha not be said is not clear to myself. And here we have an example where the halacha goes in one direction, but the custom, the minyan Yisrael, for some reason goes in a different one. This concludes, Be'ezer Hashem, the halacha from Daf Mem Vav.